Mama Bella is officially Mrs. Mama Eights, and Nikki and Brie are headed to WrestleMania. We run it, we rule it here at AfterBuzz TV. This is the Total Bellas After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yay! Yes, we've come so far. We have come 6 episodes to the grand finale of Total Bellas. We waited for it. It was so good. And now we are going to have one final, I'm trying to open this champagne right now. One final Bellabration here at AfterBuzz TV. Congratulations to Mama Bella and Johnny Ace. We are popping bottles for our big Bellabration. While we're doing that, I'd like to wish a happy second birthday to our big fan, Bella. She is also the 2016 Queen of Winter Baby Miss Queen. Her birthday is on Friday. Happy birthday, Bella. And meanwhile, Nikki and Brie Bella are headed to WrestleMania. But first, Mama Bella's got some business to take care of. Mm-hmm. She is walking down the aisle, and I cannot wait to break it all down with you guys. We are going to also have a very special round of Bella Blunders. I know you can't wait for that. And man, did that Total Divas preview at the end get us all fired up. We're going to get there too. My name is Christy Olsen. Thanks for joining us on YouTube and iTunes. We'd love a 5-star rating. Give us a little thumbs up. You guys can always reach out to me at Christy Reports on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. And I have had a fantastic panel this season. I'm sorry to say that Megan Stecker won't be with us this evening. She's not feeling well, but she was in the running for Bella Blunders. So you guys are going to get a chance. That's right. And I am talking to right now.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
And I'm James Frank. You could follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. And I have to thank Christy for my lovely threads. My Brie mode. It's a dress, but on me it's a shirt. I don't know. And my lovely bracelet.
It hugs the curves.
It does. It hugs my curves.
Yes, we are.
Bella bracelets.
Yeah. For anyone who is listening on iTunes and hasn't joined us on YouTube, where we have the live chat rolling, by the way, and I'm going to be saying what you guys all thought about this episode. And you can't see our set. We've got the Nikki Bella longest reigning Divas Champion plaque. That's number 200 of 296, featuring a authentic Nikki Bella smooch. We got our figurines. We got our champs. And we are going to celebrate Mama Bella's wedding. Let's jump right into it, because not only is Mama celebrating her wedding, she is also celebrating the fact that she is cancer-free after a big dramatic storyline last season. This one was wrapped up in about 4 minutes, which was fine because we needed to get on to heavier things. But aren't we glad to hear that Mama Bella is okay?
It was just her implant. So happy.
Which she suspected.
Yeah, but you can't always depend on that. I feel like she still should have gotten it checked out, but, you know, I'm glad she's good.
Mm-hmm. Especially with having implants, because you never know with things like that. Like they could leak, they could rupture, they could, I don't know.
We've seen Eva go through it.
Yeah, exactly. That happened. So, yeah, she should definitely not wait 6 weeks before she checks something so serious out.
Right.
But I'm glad it was all okay.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they kind of just got it right out of the way like that. However, we learned that Bryan Daniel is really, oh my God, every time.
Bryan Danielson.
Okay, Bryan Danielson or Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
Every time. I have to think about what show I'm doing first. Is really not coming to this wedding. I totally thought that was just a storyline set up from last episode, that he was going to show up. They just weren't showing him. It sounds like they keep saying they said he can't go. Mm. So he's been instructed to just rest at home, which doesn't sound like a bad idea, but really missing Mama Bella's wedding?
I don't know. I felt like he should have been there, but maybe that there's something there that they're not sharing. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was, worse, even though he is getting better. Maybe it was just best for him to stay home, or just mentally he couldn't handle it and he just wanted to be by himself.
That's possible. I thought it was funny because when the episode started, he looked so happy. Him and Brie just look so happy, hanging on the couch. He's like reading. I was like, oh, wow. Like, he really looks happy. Like, of all this entire season, like, that was like one of the happiest moments, like, he looked.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. So he had been home for a few days at least.
and
maybe they didn't want to like change alone, his
not shooting
state of mind. Oh,
and maybe that's what not going about not going to the wedding was about as well. Mm. It was just that, hey, we don't want you. The production schedule was probably 18-hour days, and it's a lot of stress and being interviewed. And I mean, it's something to go through emotionally to just shoot a reality show scene like that.
What if the doctor told them that, like, hey, he's getting better. We can't risk like knocking him back into his depression.
Could very
his
well
2-day
be.
Depression or whatever.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. You know, that they were like, we're just going to keep him home. I'm sorry it had to be this kind of situation. But I totally expected him to show up at the wedding, especially like knight in shining armor. Like, oh, look who's here. Like, he's like, when we found out, like, we see them getting married on a boat, like, if he would have just like snorkeled up and just like hopped out with like fins, like, hey,
I'm and, here.
Like, the wetsuit thing that like Nikki had on, like, that would have been hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Which so I thought was kind of hot.
I mean,
the Dawson trainer.
He pulls it off, right?
Of course.
Her pose was perfect, too, like, presenting. Oh, it was so great.
Shamu. Shamu.
Well, she definitely couldn't have trained in it, and Nikki and Bree head over to see an MMA grappling coach, Neil, and this is the guy who taught Daniel Bryan the yes lock, which was his big submission move back when he, you know, used to be able to wrestle. And this was something that we've seen Brie use kind of towards the end of her career. And she works it out with Neil. It was cool to see them actually learning things and to see Johnny get in there. He really seemed very dadly. This was a great scene.
That was cute. Mm-hmm. I felt like they bonded.
Yeah.
And I saw both of your faces, so I could tell that it was like an epic move that she was doing. Oh, so I was like, okay, all right. I don't know the extent of it, but that sounds like it's been, you know, passed down and a big deal. So,
well, the coolest thing was like when she did it on WrestleMania, it was like such a cool setup because none of us had seen her or anyone like set up like that, like get into the move that way. So like seeing where that came from and how she was taught it was like, oh, that's where she picked it up. Cause it was a trick like her man didn't even do. So it was like, oh, like, where did you learn that? Like, oh, now we know. Mm-hmm. You've been working with this MMA guy, thanks to John Laurinaitis and, you know, all these people. But something that I thought was really cool was before this happened, when it was still Brian and Bree. Bree was in her little like confessional thing, and she was saying how like Brian like looks forward to like waking up every day to take care of Josie. Mm-hmm. Like that gives him like the motivation, and that keeps him happy, and he looks forward to that every day. And I was thinking, like, man, like having a kid for them is probably going to change him for the better so much.
Oh my gosh, so much. You he know? Needs that responsibility and structure. I feel like he's one of those people.
Yeah. You know? Well, I wanted to jump forward to when she revealed that they were considering not having kids. We're not quite there yet. Well, no, I'm just saying I want to go there. I'm ready. But Nikki Bella first freaks Mama Bella out on the phone first.
This was so funny.
I just love their
funny.
Family. This is just why we love them, right?
This was so great.
Yeah.
She was so believable, too. She's like, oh, yeah, they're still in the ring. Yeah.
The best was like her, like, putting an end to the prank before she's like, he's on speakerphone, and I didn't know what he was gonna say. Like, before it becomes like a bad joke of
she's
like,
not trying to ruin the wedding.
Yeah, don't ruin the wedding. Like, that was so great.
And we get a little cameo by Eileen, Honeybee Eileen. She is, I think, the best makeup artist in the entire world because the divas always look fantastic. We see her a lot on Total Divas, and I've been hoping to get her in here at AfterBuzz, so we're gonna check that out. See if we can do that for the next season.
She's the one that you follow for all the dirt behind the scenes.
Yeah, because she travels with them. And remember that scene where Jonathan made her cry when she was doing Eva's makeup? The one. Yeah, so she's really been there.
I thought that was her, but I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, that makes
total
sense.
And she's gorgeous, and she's just like a fun LA girl. I like to follow her and see what she's up to. Oh. But so we had our little Eileen sighting because she's talking to Brie about, you know, Brie finally has someone to talk to about what she's going through that she hasn't talked to a whole lot yet. Yeah. And Brie tells Nikki that Brian will not be at WrestleMania 32 for her retirement.
See,
this is even more shocking.
That's more shocking than the wedding. Yeah. I just feel like you need to be there for your other half.
Not only like for that and to support her, but I'm surprised that WWE wouldn't be like, we need you here. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to be at Access signing autographs. You're going to be doing red carpets. You're going to be doing make-a-wishes. You're going to be doing tons of, you know, media, because this is WrestleMania and everyone wants to see you. Mm-hmm. So I can't believe they'd be like, no, you can stay home for this. So that means it had to really be severe.
Yeah.
Like, now when you put it all together, like, maybe they're dumbing it down of being like, oh, he's depressed for 2 days at a time. Maybe it's so, like crazy that it's like, no, like, we don't want to put it all out there for people, so, like, we'll just tell them this, but it's really, like, we're not seeing all the pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah, you know, after I went on my little tangent about Bree's depression revelation with him, I thought maybe she was just softening it up a little bit. And I still stand by what I say, if that's the true case, mm-hmm. what she was saying, that he just gets sad for a couple of days. But yeah. It is quite likely probably far more severe than they're just not revealing.
Definitely starting to make more sense with all these things. Like, because that's a big deal. Like, WrestleMania and your mother-in-law's wedding.
Yeah, especially, you wouldn't miss that.
Yeah, you wouldn't miss that as, like, a normal person, but especially, like, someone who's going to be on TV for these situations. Like, those are, like, marquee-type things of, like, we need our main character to be at these crucial moments to tell the right story.
Mm-hmm.
So for that not to happen, it must be really, really bad. I hope he's getting better, and I really think that this kid is going to do wonders for him.
Yes.
Excited.
Meanwhile, Johnny, speaking of having kids, Johnny is crying about loving the Bellas and being part of the family. He wants to be their go-to guy.
I loved that.
Right?
It was cute. Oh my gosh.
And after seeing what they've gone through with their own biological father, and it sounds like number two maybe wasn't a great catch, I just, how touching that is.
That's awesome. And that's got to be really cool to have that guy, like, be your boss also. Because you know he's looking out for you in all aspects of life. And I love their Nana. Their Nana was sweet.
John Cena talking to Nana.
Oh, my God. Like, her little speech to Nikki of, like, you do you, girl, and, like, you keep working hard. You've always been the strong woman, and this family is based on strong women. It's just like, oh, man, like, I want to hang out with you.
I love Nana.
Right? So cute.
We love you, Nana Bella.
Nana Bella.
And wasn't it when Brie got married, she wore her pearls, right? She was like, these are my Nana's pearls. And then Nana had the pearls on.
Good catch, Jimbo.
And then when Mama Bella came out, she's like, these pearls were given to me by my dad, or somebody gave her the pearl necklace that she was wearing. So that must run in the family. It's like a thing.
Passing on
the pearls.
Wow.
I like that. It's so nice.
It is.
Like, it really is.
And I love that she told John, too, that she was like, well, you need your time.
Yeah.
How was it having everyone in the house? And his responses to her actually, like, made me like him a little more, the way he was talking to Nana. He's like, Nana, we do. And
That's the Cena we think we know.
I like that Cena. Yeah, I want to see more of that Cena, because the Cena that we've seen, I'm not happy with. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, I don't care who you are.
Well,
I don't like it.
We're talking about Nana passing her pearls down.
Yeah.
And Nikki mentions at one point in her conversation with Brie that Brie and Brian were considering not having kids anymore. That was a bombshell.
So
something they kind of glossed over.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that those two have been talking about since before they even got married. I mean, wow. I guess that's a good indicator also of how severe whatever Daniel Bryan is going through is.
I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, something's really, really serious. I mean, no kids. WrestleMania, who is this?
Yeah. What I thought, like, all of the friends' reactions on the couch when, like, she just said that, like, oh, well, like, you and Brian never wanted to have kids. And, like, Brie is like, what? And, like, all of them were like, what are you talking about? Like, we've always wanted to have kids. It made me think she didn't know what to say. She's like, well, meh, you know, kind of thing.
You're fat.
Well, a little bit later, they really get into it. And Brie is talking about, you know, just because Brian isn't as strong as you. And she brings up, she kind of gives Nikki this whole stand by your man spiel. And Brie also brings up, you know, John hasn't been honest with you about wanting to have kids. And Nikki says, no, Daniel Bryan is the one that hasn't been honest. Brie drops this zinger about, after seeing John with Winston, she thinks it's a good idea they don't have kids. I mean, this got pretty contentious.
It was crazy because it was like, okay, everything you talk crap about my man about, well, I'm about to throw it all right back in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like the claws had to come out for that. But what I thought was crazy after this whole little argument thing was, like, thinking about, like, okay, so she's crazy mad about Daniel Bryan and, like, his whole family and, like, where are they? And I was like, yeah, where is his family and why is his family not filmed in anything?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Why are they not shown at all?
Can we assume that that's probably his
his choice that he said no, I don't think so.
Because his sister is awesome, and his sister, I think, has two kids, so he has, like, two little nieces, I believe.
That he's close with.
Yeah, so, like, it's not like there's not, like, oh, we could get cool content here, or, mm-hmm. like, but, like, yeah, maybe that's a thing. He's just like, no, I don't want my
Because you
family
know they turned down the scene where Bree and Brian have the nieces come and spend the weekend and pretend yes. to be parents. That's
and
such a reality TV thing.
She made the shirts, remember? Because she calls her Uncle Bree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they never did that. That's such an obvious storyline.
All I can think, because they were like, you know, like, well, like, this is how I feel about your man. Well, this is how I feel about your man. And then I was just like, wait a minute. Like, why is his family not here to defend themselves? Mm-hmm. To be like, hey, this is how we feel about you guys and about your relationship and our family, because we're all family now. Mm-hmm. You know? I just thought that was really interesting.
That is.
Well, and because later Nikki and Bree both kept making a big deal out of how much they were arguing and that it's never gotten this bad, and they seem to be alluding to things that I didn't really understand. What did Nikki really say about Brian that was so bad? And what did Bree keep implying Nikki was being so negative about Daniel Bryan about?
I think that both of them keep trying to, you know, win that battle, mm-hmm. and they'll just throw everything out there and just kind of like kids, you know, like the way that Bree was talking to Nikki about kids in past episodes, they keep bringing it up and then they're like, well, John's not honest, you know, it's like one up. So I feel like maybe it's hard if you're not in that family or a sister to kind of watch what's going on and kind of comprehend some kind of logic, because I think it's just like sister banter.
That's a fantastic one, Jen. Thank you.
I think it's something that you said while like we were watching the show, and it was just like the two of them just been fighting about the same thing this entire season.
Yeah.
And will always fight about the same thing.
Yeah.
Like they're never going to be happy.
Right.
They're always going to come back. Like, they're always going to have that thing. Well, like, remember when this happened? It's like...
Because they always have a reality show producer up in their business asking them questions.
They're always just going to be like, oh, well, this time I was super upset about that because of this. And, like, it's never going to end until, like, you know, Nikki gets married and has kids and... You know, then she can be like, finally, told you so. Like,
told you so, and it'll be something different.
Like, mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, well, he made you wait how long for that?
Yeah,
like,
right?
You know,
it'll be a contest.
It'll never end.
Right.
It'll never end.
Well, my dress was this way. My boobs are bigger.
It was so funny, too, because when John, like, because I was thinking this whole time when we were seeing the previews, we're like, that can't happen before the wedding.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, their hair, like, Christy's like, no, look at their hair. Their hair is like that for the wedding. So it's like, wait a minute. So they have this huge fight before their mom's wedding, and John's like, you're mad. She's like, no, I'm fine. And he's like, no, you're mad. And he's like, anything I can do for you? And she's like, nope. That would have been the prime opportunity to be like, well, put a ring on it and give me some kiss.
Yep. Argument over.
Like, done.
Oh my
I'm
going
to lay it down right now. Because then what is he going to say? Like,
nope.
You're already at a wedding.
Let's
boom.
Get some
Two
wine.
Birds, one stone. Yeah, done.
Some wine.
Handled.
Oh, well, I mean, Bree is claiming to Nikki, she's saying, you really don't actually care. And Nikki brings up the point, like, well, first of all, you've missed a lot of girls' trips. Which,
goes,
love Nikki, but I'm not sure that was, like, the strongest argument to start with.
I think that was her way of, like, going back to, like, I miss my sister.
Yeah. See, right, like, back to the other
that
thing.
That was her way of being, like, I miss
you
my
changed.
Sister. Well, you don't go on a lot of girls' trips anymore.
Mm-hmm,
like,
okay.
Saying it without saying it. Like,
oh, lady.
The funniest was, like, after this whole fight, and then they got to go take family photos.
Yeah.
And, like, I thought about this because, like, right before we went and took a picture at my wedding, like, someone told me some news, and I got very upset. And my lady had to be like, it's going to show in your face. And sure enough, when we got that picture back, I was like, I look so pissed right there. I'd like, oh. But it's a funny story to tell now because I could be like, oh, see my face right there?
See how mad I was?
See how mad I was?
But
remember,
it didn't last long.
Remember how mad?
Remember.
Didn't last long at all. No, because then it was like literally like go outside, we fight, we go outside, we take pictures, we go back in the house, we go back in the bedroom and like squash it all.
Yeah, I mean, it took a bit of a turn. So they had to take these awkward photos. Mama Bella debuts herself to Johnny. That was really sweet. It's cute how they came together and they had their private moment and that they walked down the aisle together. I know that's kind of how you do it your third time around, but I like that. I think that's
sweet.
Is that It's a thing, scenario. Yeah.
Because I was thinking, I'm like, well, that's different. Like, they didn't, they had the reveal, okay. Oh, okay, they, no one gives them away. It makes sense, though.
And it's usually an indicator, too, of, like, both the bride and the groom are of the age where they don't have their parents around anymore, you know, to walk them down the aisle and the whole thing. So, yeah, it's common in this situation. Okay. And it certainly seemed appropriate. And Mama Bella looked so pretty. It seemed like, yeah, it seemed like at one point she was gonna thank Nikki for like encouraging her to get that style. They didn't really let her finish her sentence, but it seemed like she was gonna go like, oh, thanks to you.
It did.
And
yeah,
she looked so good.
She looked stunning. Mm. Just like so pretty. And I thought that the wedding, the beginning part, was just so intimate and romantic. Like, mm, I felt like happier watching them than I did, you know, watching, you know, anyone in their 20s or 30s. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I just felt like it was just so intimate and cute.
I was thinking, like, they must have been like, no, we want this to be personal. Because I'm sure if the producers had their way, they would have been in a giant hall and, like, mm-hmm, all these people would have been there and it would have been like, let's get Natty and all these people totally from Divas, yeah, in there so, yeah, we could start shooting stuff for that.
Right.
And Johnny was probably like, no, I don't want to do it. You know, like we're going to do it on a boat. You know, like, and that was probably how it went. Because I was thinking, I'm like, wow, this is like a small little, like, yeah, nice little boat. Because at first I thought it was like a yacht, like, yeah, a gnarly yacht. And I'm like, oh, it's not like a huge boat. It's a nice little, oh, like, oh, they got a little, they just moved the chairs and now that's their dance floor. I'm like, mm-hmm, huh, like, this is a really, like, intimate wedding. Like, this is so cute. Like,
no one can come or go.
The thing that I thought was weird was him saying, like, usually the priest will say the vows that you both repeat and then, like, you can say your vows and she says her vows. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like Johnny was just saying what he wanted her to say because, like, he would say it and then she would say it and kind of change it a bit.
Yeah.
Like, change it to her instead of him. Like, it was weird. Like, I was like,
Mama Bella didn't seem to quite understand either.
I was confused by that. And the priest sounded and looked just like John Cena.
Yeah, they said he was a friend of his. Yeah. Maybe like a distant family member, yeah, or something. Who knows?
Never,
I expected them to touch on that more. Like, yeah, to have like a boys' moment of, mm, revealing why they were friends or how they're friends. I don't know.
Not the best first kiss either.
No.
Yeah.
No. You need, what is it, wedding singer? Church tongue.
Church tongue?
Church tongue.
Is that what you did?
No. I like legit was like so excited. I just like remember just grabbing her head and like kissing her with like all my love. Just,
see,
as much as I could.
How sweet,
like,
is that?
I,
like,
was just
that,
overwhelmed. It was just like, Christy was there.
Oh, that was beautiful. It was.
And then there were yes chants.
I was going to say, and then, yeah, they walked out to the yes chants.
It was amazing.
That was the last time I did the yes chant with a crowd. Oh, memories. Well, you guys kind of touched on this a little bit, but Nikki approaches Brie and says, you know, let's squash this beef, and they do it very quickly. They, of course, don't want to cry their makeup off.
That was so adorable.
Right?
Yeah. I'm wearing way too much makeup right now to cry. I was like, that is so cute.
I like the way she said it, too. She was just like, I can't, but I love you.
I want to, but I can't.
Yeah.
No tears.
You get it.
No tears. And, you know, I was Googling Johnny and to see if he had kids because we saw, you guys noticed that there was a blurred face in one of the photos,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And there didn't mention anything online about his having kids that I found very quickly. But apparently he was saying it in the vows and talking, right, about being step-parents. So apparently he does have some kids that we didn't see on this season. Maybe they'll be added to the cast for next season if there is one. And we'll keep you posted on that. But Nana Bella comes around. We touched on her a little bit. Anything else you guys want to say about the wedding before we move on?
I just really liked how they did it.
Right?
Yeah, they could have done it anyway, and for them to do it like that, I thought that that was, like, the best way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just really liked it.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
But like you guys were kind of saying, too, no, none of the big Total Divas hoopla, but nobody that we recognize from WWE.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you would think that he would at least have some of his top guys there.
I didn't even see
there.
His brother there. Road Warrior Animal is his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even see him there. Because I was looking for him. I was like, oh, where's... Because he has, like, a mohawk still.
Yeah.
So I was like, where's he at?
Maybe you see him.
No, he has, like, the spiky old man mohawk.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's like a little sparse, you know?
Yeah,
oh.
It's not like... It's not like today's...
Jen's, like, sexy. Maybe they had some other kind of a family celebration as well.
Yeah. Like, this was the one filmed for TV.
Yeah.
And then they had, like, either another real intimate one that was even smaller, like on a beach or something.
See, probably that.
Like, who would film two weddings for a reality show? Huh. Wait a minute. We're going to get it on Total Divas. Thank you, Lana and Rusev.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. That's right. Nana Bella and John have that cute little convo, and then we move on from the wedding. They were so adorable. So adorbs. Nana, can we get more Nana Bella on season 2, please?
I would watch, like, Nana Bella moments.
You
like,
just
Nana Bella. Hey, Nana Bella wants you to know this. Thanks. Just like, like little, like, 30-second videos. Yeah,
she's
like,
very wise.
Huh. You know, back in my day, thanks.
Yeah, right? Know,
like, just like,
a minute.
Yeah, just not a minute. Yeah, 30 seconds. Boom, Nana Bella.
And now I've said 2 times, like, oh, season 2, but it hasn't been confirmed. You know what? We talked about the Bellas getting a spinoff. As if it was just happening all the time. We called it Being Bella, actually.
You
and just talked
it,
about it as if it actually existed. So we're just going to do that regarding the second season of this show as well and just put it out there and make it happen. So yes, season 2, please give me a little more Nana Bella. Nana Bella. Moving on to Bree and Brian visiting Dr. Jane. They're getting some IV treatments, and Bree is saying that she's seen that this has worked for Daniel. So she's doing it too. The big thing here is Daniel Bryan's being kind of funny. He actually said something comical about his dad penis. She's
so
having a
great
photo shoot. I mean, this is him being in rare form anyway, much less when he's so down.
Yeah.
It was great to see.
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny because she's like, well, you know, I'm going to take like a super hot bikini photo shoot before I get pregnant, right? And he's like, well, then I'm going to get a thong that just like, and he's just like, it's just going to outline my penis before I get a dad penis. You know, like, so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Dad balls. That was so great.
So funny.
The crazy, that was, no, we, I'll let you move on to the next.
Oh, you want to talk about Nikki and John at Dr. Uribe's office?
Gosh.
Well, hey, Nikki's getting good news. I have to say, this stuff is so much easier to watch now that she's in the ring and healed up and doing well. When she first got injured and stuff and they were starting to show it on Total Divas and then on this show, it was just sad to watch and terrifying.
Oh, scary.
When we didn't know if she was coming back or not. Mm. So now we can watch and she gets good news. We learn that she can go to WrestleMania 32. However, she can never again do the Rack Attack, at least the Rack Attack 1.0, because it has been named Rack Attack 2.0. It is just as good. But basically, she is getting a clean bill from the doctor. He says she doesn't even have to wear that ridiculous brace in public anymore. She does, spoiler alert, she does wear it at WrestleMania because she's close to the ring and doing action. But he says she doesn't have to wear it out in public anymore. Isn't it great to see her get this good news?
Yes, finally. And then I wrote it down too. I was like, Daniel Bryan got good news and Nikki got good news. It's all wrapping up and I'm happy that it's on a good note. So
yeah, this is the way we'd want them to go out.
Yeah.
Her x-rays were gnarly. Like, seeing the 2 screws in her neck was insane to me. And I was like, oh, man. And then I was thinking, like a lot of people, when they leave WWE, they sell, like, ring-worn gear or this or that. And I'm like, her neck brace could probably fetch a crazy amount.
Oh.
And then, like, her x-ray, like, assigned x-ray, like, look at the screws in my neck.
So
you know, like,
cool.
I was like, oh, like, WWE shop, get on it. Here's a piece of her x-ray.
You listening?
But I would hang that
funniest,
on the wall right next to the plaque so fast.
The funniest is when the doctor is like, no Rack Attacks. I just pictured like waiting in the waiting room and seeing like how they have like no smoking signs. It was like, no Rack Attacks. And it just has like stick figures like doing the move. Like, and just like other wrestling moves that doctor has to be like, okay, see, pile drivers, they do a lot to your neck. No pile drivers, no Rack Attacks. You know,
he can like pick out necks that have taken each move too many times.
He's the like, cobra this is fine. Mandible claws, okay. You know, people's elbow, not from the top rope.
It looks like it hurts, all of it. Like,
oh, it does.
I don't know. I'm watching like Nikki doing the Rack Attack, and I'm just like, ah, and even watching the clips, I'm like, oh no, you know, I'd be the mom there. Like,
the funny thing about that is like, she's the one giving the move to the opponent. So the opponent's the one taking the move and being like, oh, this hurts, and gets pinned, and Nikki wins. Meanwhile, Nikki's the one having to have surgery.
Yeah.
From
takes
doing
the brunt
that
of it.
Over and over and over and over. Yeah. You know, it's crazy.
Obviously, it affects you, though. Like, I mean, look at it. I feel like I'd do it twice, and I'd be in the hospital.
I think when we had DDP on X-Pac 12360,
watch it.
He said, you can't fake gravity. Yes. That's the best way he could explain it. You just can't fake gravity.
Nope.
You know, like, so it hurts. Oh, man. The pain, and then we saw the lovely
Sandra the seamstress.
Oh, my God.
I love her. We know from Total Divas that we actually saw her retire on Total Divas. She got off the road maybe like a year, a little more ago from WWE. And it was so great to see her.
I love how all of us were all excited to see her. Like, we all knew who she was. We're all like,
definitely hey!
Yeah. I totally follow her on Twitter. Like,
oh, new gear. Yay.
I got to follow her.
Yes.
She's cute.
She's awesome.
And she's got attitude, too. She'll tell you to your face how it is.
Oh, remember her getting into it with Ariana?
Oh, yeah. Remember? I would love to see her.
Remember when Sandra got into it with Ariana on Total Divas?
I would love to see her do, like, backstage confessionals.
Ooh. Like,
she's probably got the dirt.
She signed an NDA, for sure.
But even, like, for the show. Like, oh, okay, what did you think about when this happened? She'd be like, girl.
You know, like, so they didn't show this.
Right?
That would be so funny. She wanted rhinestones. She told me rhinestones. And then when it came down to it, she was like, sequins. I was like,
Sandra could probably write a book.
Oh, I bet she has.
Ooh. But she's too
WWE
busy.
WWE shop, get on that.
Too busy again. Still making some Bella gear for WrestleMania. Yeah. And that was cool. This is Nikki's new shirt that they show on the show. One that I actually ordered when the sale was on a couple weeks ago, but I just haven't had it. I haven't gotten it to my house yet. Because when I order WWE stuff and there's a WWE box in my mail, people take it. So I had it delivered to my in-law's house and my husband's bringing it on a plane. Yay. So I will have it for Total Divas. However, I will be wearing my Glow shirt for the premiere because Naomi's
bring
back.
Bring it to the flock.
Bring it. You know what? Let's go there because Total Bellas ended exactly the way we predicted episode one that it would, with a big lead up to Total Divas and kind of a tease with them showing all the ladies and the new ladies.
So good.
We watched it twice. I mean, we could not contain ourselves.
I loved it.
Too excited. I am too excited.
You were Jessie Spano excited.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I just can't hide it.
Yeah. She was so happy. She's like, we got to watch that again. Hold on. We got to watch that again.
It pumps you up. I got goosebumps. I was just like, ooh, cool.
You got chill bumps?
I got chill bumps.
Yes.
I got the chill bumps.
Well, and just to see them all walking in and another spoiler alert, I was there. I was at WrestleMania 32. So just to see again the arena and them, and I had an encounter on the Hall of Fame red carpet that I'm sure I'll talk about on Total Divas. So it's just so exciting. It's just all just so exciting for them, you know, knowing that Brie is going into her retirement and that Nikki's going to be able to be there. That was the first time Nikki was back. Do we have to wait 7 days?
It was such a great, like, cliffhanger. Like, the music they used and, like, how they shot it and, like, everything.
How
from
they
like,
shot it.
From, like, showing you, like if you didn't know you were seeing the cast of Total Divas, you would have just thought, like, oh, they're showing us people that are going to be at WrestleMania. But then when you put it all together, like, oh, that's Naomi. Oh, that's her man getting his makeup done. Oh, that's The Miz and Maryse. Oh, that's Lana. Like, it was so good.
And
so good.
This cast all happened to have a match together at WrestleMania.
Yes.
And it was good.
Well, we see the move that she learned tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You guys, so excited. We are going to, of course, be right here at AfterBuzz TV breaking it down. Same time, same place. And it's going to be fun. They are headed to Mania. On that note, let's move into our final Total Bellas News and Gossip.
Ooh.
There it is. Woo! This is actually a big announcement and one that even the dirt sheets hadn't picked up on yet. Brie said this in an interview kind of offhandedly. She says that she wants to return to wrestling next summer.
Ooh.
Right? That's not a long retirement. She is due with the baby in April, and she wants to do SummerSlam in August. She says, I think that's enough time to get back in shape.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she'll be singing a different tune after she has that baby and she's loving life.
And she doesn't want to leave.
Yeah. The new life. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She probably says it now because she watches her sister. But we'll see.
Yeah. Unless she's being offered, like, so because her hubby, Daniel Bryan, is on the SmackDown show, as is Nikki Bella, as is John. So maybe they tell her, like, hey, you can just fly out once a week with Bryan. You guys can do one show, like, put her on SmackDown, and, you know, it could happen. It could happen.
I see it being possible, depending on the storyline that's going on, but...
On, like, Total Divas or WWE TV?
No, I mean, like, well, both, really. Yeah.
Do they work,
like,
together?
I think
in a frustrating way sometimes.
All right, okay.
They try.
Got it. Okay. Like, I won't go there. It's after
it angers the WWE universe.
Oh. Okay.
Which it shouldn't. It should be like, "Oh, hell yeah, I want to see more behind the scenes stuff and why this is the way it is and like learning like, oh, this is where she learned that move." Like, mm-hmm. You should embrace it, not hate it. But I think that depending on what storyline's going on, I could definitely see her coming back at SummerSlam. I really could see her coming back to fight her sister. Ooh. And do like Nikki and Brie, the final send off. Thanks, sis. Kiss goodbye. Thinking,
remember how they were teasing Team Bella versus Team Bestie and bringing back Trish and Lita? And doing a
Lita
match.
Lita won't
with,
wrestle again.
I know that's been. But Lita was the one kind of leading the crusade on this Team Bella versus Team
That'd
Bestie.
Be so
Don't
crazy.
You think
It'd
Trish
like
could
two,
take the brunt of it?
Two
Trish
girls
still
who survived broken necks?
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
Like, oh man, that would be gnarly. Because all I know is Brie faced Stephanie McMahon at SummerSlam. I was at that one. And like, you can't top that right now. Mm-hmm. Like, unless you're going to win like the women's title. And like go like toe to toe with like Sasha or Charlotte. Like I really don't see like why like come out
why
of retirement to do, mm-hmm. you know, like unless like that's the other thing. Unless she's coming out of retirement to put over someone like Alexa Bliss, and like pass the torch, so to speak, kind of thing. Like I don't see like why she would do it, especially like you just popped out your baby. You're not gonna want to leave.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're gonna be like, no, I'm a mom now.
Yeah,
like
drinking kale juice and like sitting with cows. I don't know what they do, but
even Brian
Gymboree or whatever it is,
and maybe that's too expensive. It's designer, so off name brands only.
He has her
down.
Sewing clothes out of bamboo or
right?
some crap.
That's what I think.
It's like this burlap sack that the potatoes came in.
It's just as good.
It's a nice tunic.
Well, some news about the fun couple of the two, Nikki and John. Remember, we talked about their Halloween costumes a couple weeks ago. Nikki revealed in an interview that was John's idea. He wanted to do the shorty shorts and the whole spiel. And actually, she said they planned to do full in-ring entrances and do the whole spiel, but she had just had some dental surgery and wasn't allowed to get in the ring. I know she had mentioned on Twitter, like, some sort of an implant that she had to get. So that must have been
I wonder if it's for the
that
tooth
time.
That they knocked out in season one.
Probably.
Remember when her tooth got knocked out in season one?
And she has made references to still not getting it fixed.
No, because you can see it when she smiles. Yeah, it's not there.
It's weird.
If it's there now.
Oh, maybe that's it. And one just new little, one little tidbit. Nikki has colored her hair. Nikki's signature ombre locks are now super dark, and she could not look more like Brie. It trips me out every time. I mean, I know they're identical twins, but they were always easy to tell apart. And now just giving them one glance every time I look at Nikki, I'm like, Brie? No, Nikki. Oh my gosh. It's really? Insane. Because you sometimes forget how much they look alike because we've gotten so used to their personalities. And even tonight at the wedding when they had the same hair and makeup, we were like, oh my gosh,
so hard.
They really are identical twins.
Yeah.
I just see Nikki's chin though. Like, it's
different
a lot
face
stronger.
Shape in the jaw.
Yeah, maybe if they were like covered right here and they were
like a lot of hair down.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. It's the cheekbones, maybe the same makeup.
Yeah.
Use the
you
same
gotta
colors.
See Nikki with her dark hair.
Okay, all right, I gotta see it.
And tell us what you think.
All right.
That wraps up our news and gossip. And now we are on to.
Can we get a drum roll, Josh?
Woo! Yeah.
I believe it's the B.
Josh.
I'll just be like, yes! Our final and a supersized round of Bella Blunders.
All right, we're ready.
I've been waiting all season for this one. This is my favorite Bella Blunder of all time from season 3, episode 16. All hail Brie mode.
Okay.
Do you guys know what I'm referencing? That's not the trivia question. Uh-oh. I'm going to ask you. I've got like 4, 5, 6. This is your chance to really gain your points, okay? Megan is in the lead with 4 points. Jimbo's got 1, and Jen has 2 points.
How am I in last place?
Well, you weren't here for 1 episode, and then you very gentlemanly, like, let the ladies answer 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
you
but
are
I
nice.
Feel like... I
this
feel
is my
like
redeeming quality time?
That's why I wanted to give you this chance.
Okay.
All right.
So,
how
guys,
many to win?
This is the scene. You have two points and Jimbo has 1.
Right, okay.
And you guys have to pass Megan's 4.
All right.
And this is the scene where Brie throws up on Nikki's boobs. That's right. My favorite Total Diva scene of all time. And, of course, the biggest Bella blunder. First up, who was Brie out drinking with the night before? Who got her in all this trouble?
Paige.
Oh, shit. You're right. Damn it.
All right. One for Jimbo. That was right, quick.
Now we're tied.
Remember, they were
now
in the UK.
I'm not in last place. As long as we're even now.
I can't wait to see if you guys...
I'll still be gentlemanly and let you go.
Well, I can't wait to see if you guys remember this detail. What unusual thing did Brie and Paige drink in their tequila? Something unusual that was in their tequila that they drank.
Well, wasn't it a worm? Yeah.
One point for Miss Jennifer. Oh, man. Jen's at three. Jimbo's got two. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. What did Brie lose at one point during the evening?
That same evening?
Yeah. That night, she was all messed up. She was in full Brie mode, and she at one point lost something.
Jewelry.
No.
Damn it.
It was something she was wearing, though.
Is there underwear?
No. That would be hilarious. She was tripping up a little bit. They were by the stairs.
Her shoe?
Yes, Jimbo. Oh, I was just about to give it to you. Oh, that is your tying point. It's 3-3. All right. Nikki had a hilarious reaction to this. Tell me any of the things that Nikki said, any of the phrases that she reacted to this with. You could probably even guess some. Just spew them out and I'll give you points.
To what?
To the shoe?
No, to her reaction when Brie actually vomited on her. Man. What did Nikki say?
Are you serious?
You bitch.
Really, you're getting there.
On my boobs?
Brie moaned.
I'm gonna give you that one, Jimbo. She said, she freaking pukes on my tits.
Oh, man.
Yes. Okay. Any other guesses, Jen? What would you say if someone did that?
What the fuck?
Yes! Oh, all right. So now we are officially tied 4-4 and 4 points for all of our panelists. And the big tiebreaker, what does Brie Bella do after Nikki leaves the room?
Right then?
At the end of this scene, yes.
Takes off her top.
Nikki's disgusted and she gets the hell out of there. What does Brie do?
She pukes again.
Yes!
Oh, Jimbo! I thought you meant Nikki!
Okay. I'm sorry!
Jimbo is our big
Bella Blunders winner. Congratulations.
Josh, go ahead and hit the C button. Oh, that'll work. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Josh is the man on the ones and twos.
Hey, Josh. Oh, my gosh.
Josh_Rodriguez_.
That was fun.
Follow him on Twitter.
Thank you for that.
I had to come back and win. I was like, wait a minute. I'm in last place. I'm like the only wrestling fan on this show. I can't just get annihilated by everybody.
And you've been such a devoted Total Divas fan as well.
Like, seriously, if you're a wrestling fan and you're not watching Total Bellas or Total Divas, but you watch all the behind-the-scenes stuff on the network, this is even better because it's produced by, like, E. So E wants to get the dirt on all of these people. Like, why would you not? Why would you not?
Like, no, thank you. Keep going.
Seriously,
it's the same argument for watching Total Divas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. It's so much, like, you learn so much more about the people and, like where their characters come from and how they develop and how they evolve. And, like little things, like, no one would have known that Daniel Bryan had been, like, contemplating doing this wrestling animal style type gimmick because he was hurt. Because we watched this show, we knew, like, oh, he had alternatives. If they were going to let him wrestle, he was just going to change his gimmick and he was going to wrestle like an animal, which is really weird.
But because these scenes have made the dirt sheets every week. There's some kind of a news about Daniel Bryan or John or even Brie and Nikki, you know? So they are looking at the hardcore wrestling followers are looking at it as some kind of newsworthy stuff. That's how I know that they would find it valuable. If you're not watching Total Bellas or Total Divas and you're not reading the dirt sheets, I don't know what the hell you're doing, wrestling fans. Oh, this has been fun. You know what? Let's do some predictions for season 6 of Total Divas. We got
and
the
season
big
two
setup.
Of Total Bellas?
And season 2 of Total Bellas. Yeah, because they'll probably come at the same time again, right?
Yeah.
We can only
like
hope
lead
for
one into the next?
More episodes
Whoa.
Of Total Bellas this
if they
time.
Just keep recycling that, like lead one into the next, that'd be so smart.
I was going to say, I don't even want to use the word recycle because it would just be so good. Like, that's not a good enough word. That makes it sound old and tired. Leading. And it can never get old and tired.
Not like cliffhanger. Like cliffhanger into the next season of Total Divas.
Power walk into the next season.
Dude, whatever like tides me over. That's all I could it's too much waiting for these shows.
Do you know how many
I can't handle it.
Episodes Total Divas is going to be?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. Ooh. I don't because so remember season 1 was an initial like 6 or 8 and then it got picked up for more episodes and they aired later. And after that, they've kind of bounced back between like 12 episodes, 10 episodes. Some have been 18 or more. And then they started splitting up the seasons. We've had 2 seasons some years because the show just started, I think, in 2012. And this is already going to be season 6 or even 2013. Okay. So I'm not sure about that, but I will definitely check it out and let you guys all know. And let's tell them where they can hit us up at in the meantime so that they can ask us questions. We can reach out to you. We don't want the conversation to stop. Jen, what's up?
I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter.
Wait, we didn't predict. Yeah. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Sorry. Cut it, Josh. Meemaw.
I was like, was that your prediction?
It's okay. I didn't know if we were cutting off time.
We're celebrating too hard.
Yeah. Okay, so predictions. I want to see what happens with Paige because of everything that's going on. So I know from you that they're covering her. Mm-hmm. So I found that out today. I was like, wait, they're showing Paige. Mm-hmm. I thought that they were going to completely cut her out. So
you're going to see Del Rio, the wellness policy violation.
I want to see it all. So I feel like we know what's happening, but I want to see it like all unfold. So probably more like drama and I don't want to be here, but then, you know, all this butting heads because, you know, Paige wants to be rebellious and I'm excited.
Off that, piggybacking on that, I hope we get what you've always been saying and someone finally calls Paige out on being like the Barbie doll she really is on the inside. Please. But pretends not to be.
Wait, what?
Like, no, because Paige is always like, oh, I didn't want to get married and I didn't want to do this and I don't care about boys.
I don't care about guys. Yeah. And then she's gushing about the boyfriend on the Instagram and proposing to him when he's still married.
I was so
shocked.
And
getting his name tattooed on her and wearing more makeup than any of the rest of them and losing weight and Instagramming her abs. And none of that is anti-diva behavior, and that's all I'm saying, and that's all I've ever said about her.
Yeah. I'm hoping someone like Lana, maybe.
Oh, I would love that.
Like somebody. And I can't wait to see Lana. And Rusev is hilarious. Yeah. If you guys think like Daniel Bryan and John Cena are funny, Rusev is hilarious. I can't wait for that either.
I'm excited.
Ooh.
It's going to be good. Ooh.
It's going to be so good. I think Lana is really going to shake things up in a lot of ways. And I think she's going to kind of be the emerging main character almost. Ooh. I mean, she's planning 2 weddings. I know she gets in very close with Natty and Natty's helping her plan the weddings. Okay. Natty's the vet. Lana is, this is the time when she was learning to wrestle and she has her first and so far only match, right? At WrestleMania with the girls. So I think she's going to really emerge as the star. And Maryse coming back is really going to F with Nikki and Brie. I think that they allude to something from their past, and she came out, she debuted the night after WrestleMania, she was there on the Hall of Fame red carpet right next to them, all that stuff. So I think both of those girls are going to come in and really shake things up. Renee will be cute and fun, and people mostly just want to see Dean. But overall, Naomi's back, so we're going to feel the glow. She's going to ground it. Some seasons have been just they're too far out there. She's the one who's she's a stepmom.
She's a
wife. She is a normal girl. And I can't wait to hear her grounded point of view on their arguments.
Can I ask, does she still do the butt thing? Like where she hits everyone in the butt? Hilarious. Oh,
the rear view?
Rear view.
Is that what that's
called? Yes. Yeah, that's she's got a brand new entrance where
her entrance is awesome.
It's so cool. I'm sure we'll see her developing.
She has like one of the best
show.
Entrances in wrestling.
I'm going
to
Google it.
With Lana, I'm curious to see if we see her expose their wedding. Because like with Lana.
Oh, the TMZ leak.
There was like a WWE storyline going on with like her and Rusev split up and Dolph Ziggler and her were going to get engaged. And she was now going to be with Dolph Ziggler. And TMZ showed like she was really engaged to Rusev, so it screwed up an entire storyline on TV, and a lot of people got at least their hands slapped.
When was this?
This was
See, that's what I'm thinking, that this was too long, that was too long ago.
Like, I'm wondering if they're going to reference it at all, especially with the wedding. They gotta, like, they have to show the picture from TMZ, like the article. It's gotta get referenced somehow.
Because remember, they were taking them off of TV, and they reportedly had backstage heat for a long time.
That's even
that.
Juicier stuff of, like, what, like, Carano pulls her in the office.
Oh, please.
You know, like, because we've seen him do that with Paige and with other people, of like,
I feel like Rose's
tugging on his ear, like, hey, mm-hmm. you need to come here. Like, I need to talk with you.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, so
I feel like there's going to be a lot.
There's going to be a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of deep talks, I got to talk to you type thing.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, sometimes they have matches too, but mostly they're just dramatic conversations backstage. Mm-hmm. Eva's filming movies. Oh, it's gonna be good.
But she's in it, so, and they kind of made her the star next to Nikki and Brie, so I want to see her butt heads, because you know she's gonna butt heads with
always.
Someone. Yeah. Always. And she dyes her hair black.
And she looks so good.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, she's back to red, I think. But
she bounces. That's maybe they'll reveal. Is it extensions? Is it dye job? What is she doing? She's fooling everybody.
Well, she wore a wig at her wedding.
At the wedding, yeah.
And it looked perfect. So.
I think that's probably what she's been doing with the dark hair.
My wife, who's actually watching right now, she just sent me a message to bring her home this Brie shirt. She's like, you better bring me home that Brie shirt. She's been binge watching all Total Divas on the network. And
because
was
she
like,
hadn't before, right?
Yeah, she's like, how did her hair get black for her wedding? And I was like, I think she wore a wig.
It's a wig.
She's like, wow.
They talked about
it. That looked amazing.
Yeah.
Because that was her natural.
I love that Shannon's watching now. Can she call in to the after show?
I'm sure.
Shannon, we want you to call in, girl. All right. Well, if anyone wants to hit you up and ask you more questions about your wife or what she thinks about the old seasons,
follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Check out XPOC12360 podcast on AfterBuzz TV. We had this week the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, and next week we have the Vampire Warrior Gangrel, who is going to be very interesting.
Yes, he's coming in studio with us.
And I'm Jennifer Leone, again. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, at Jennifer Leone TV.
I just want to make her do that twice.
Yeah.
Just twice.
You can follow me twice.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for a fantastic season. Thank you also to Megan Stecker. We will be here for Total Divas, like I said, same time. That is, and we had it messed up tonight, but that is 9 p.m. Pacific right here on AfterBuzz TV. And you can always reach out to me at Christy Reports on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. We will see you back here next week for the big premiere. Thank you for watching, and continue the Bellabration tonight, guys. See you soon.
Yes.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.